Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. Okay, happy Monday. A lot going on right now. I had a Parler account. Not sure if it's still available. My understanding is that it's been taken down. But in the future, I intend to have another Parler account once they get back up and running, which apparently they have to completely start over from scratch. So in the future, I hope to have that particular address as American Education FM. We'll see if that ends up taking hold, but I joined Parler kind of right at the last minute there, and then, of course, the powers that be, communistic powers that be, decided to take it over. So there's a few stories here that I wanted to go over. This, too, comes from the College Fix, and in predictable fashion, it's titled "Half of Chicago Public School System's Teachers Skip Out on Returning to Classrooms." So last Monday, a week ago, was their first day back. And it says, quote, "Half of the Chicago Public School System's teachers did not return to the classroom on Monday, the first day back after the Christmas break. Another 30% of paraprofessionals also skipped out on returning to the classroom. Just over half of all teachers ordered to report to Chicago Public Schools on Monday did not show up. Should teachers and staff continue not to report to schools as expected, the district may begin a progressive discipline policy that could lead to their firing," CPS's CEO indicated Tuesday. "A total of 60.2% of all school-based staff required to return reported to work Monday," CPS CEO Dr. Janice Jackson said during the news conference Tuesday. That included 49.7% of all teachers and 70% of all paraprofessionals, she said. "This is absolutely hilarious, totally predictable." I brought this up at least a week or so ago, and at the bottom of this particular article, and you can check it out on the Chicago Teachers Union Twitter account, but they have a nice little Facebook Zoom call of their teachers union members describing going back to school. And here's what they're saying. It's not just, well, we have to go back because of COVID and we're all going to die because of a non-existent virus, apparently, but they want people to only go back when the place, quote, looks safe and sounds safe. So now they're ramping up again the racist rhetoric and, well, if they're not going to take this kind of training or they're not going to take that kind of training, then we can't go back at all because it's just, it will not sound like an unsafe environment. These people have lost their minds. They've lost them completely. They're gone. They may never, ever get them back. The other funny part about that particular Zoom call, too, was that one of the board members, a black lady, she has roughly 10 liquor bottles behind her on the cabinet, on her kitchen counter. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're going to do a Zoom call that's going to be broadcast everywhere, do you stack up liquor bottles behind you during the Zoom call? I mean, it seems like if you're trying to promote professionalism and you're actually trying to act as if you care about children, stacking up liquor bottles behind you might not be the way to go. That's just me, though. I could be wrong. So there's that. This next story comes again from the College Fix, and it's titled "Academics, Teachers Pounce on Capital Chaos Narrative." So it highlights a particular report, which is titled "Education Week Report," or Ed Week, and they are about as far left as you could possibly get. And so it describes a little bit about their particular publication, just, you know, in their own opinion, describing on what happened last Wednesday. So I'm going to give this a read here. It says, quote, "A nigh perfect example of why so many believe America's public schools are filled with progressive ideologies is featured in this Education Week report about Wednesday's U.S. Capitol mob riot. Ed Week is a little different from other mainstream media. Certain terminology and narratives often are utilized despite ridiculous hypocrisy. And that's the issue with what happened in Washington, D.C. The vast majority of right-leaning folks and Trump supporters do not support what transpired in the Capitol, and they do have an issue with the media treating the incident like the apocalypse, while every possible excuse was utilized in commentary about last summer's Black Lives Matter Antifa protests. The Ed Week piece begins with the title and first paragraph, quote, "Insurgency at the U.S. Capitol, a dreaded real-life lesson facing teachers," with authors Madeline Will and Stephen Sawchuk referring to the protesters as, quote, "a violent far-right mob." But insurgency implies and even denotes folks being armed, and so far is no indication any the Capitol protests were. Keep in mind, when the demonstrators are progressive, their actions are mostly peaceful, with just a smattering of troublemakers. Yeah, it was Antifa. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that at this point. It's just gaslighting. They're just turning the gas down on the gas lamp and then telling people it's not getting dimmer. That's all this is, and that's exactly what Ed Week, of course, has done. But man, I mean, they're just coming after any teacher who attended, and they're coming after any professor who attended, waved an American flag. They're coming after all of them. So in that same vein, as you might expect, a lot of these education organizations are all putting out their own letters attempting to describe what took place and warning people about the quote-unquote armed insurrections and quote violent white supremacist insurrections. These people are crazy. They're absolutely crazy. It's getting to the point, again, I think we're way past it, where if teacher education programs aren't teaching their teachers to stay away from these groups and these radical ideological groups, then they're not teaching them. It really is that simple. I mean, I feel bad for them if they're being subjected to this kind of gaslighting. Think for yourselves. Think for yourselves. Here's a particular letter that was sent out by the group or company Common App. I've never even heard of these people. It doesn't matter. But it says, quote, "The president of the Common App jumped in on the theme with an email to students claiming that, quote, violent white supremacist insurrections were responsible for the Capitol mob, and alleging that, quote, the stark differences between how peaceful black and brown protesters have been treated for years relative to Wednesday's coup," unquote, once again show how America suffers from systemic racism. I'm going to read this guy's letter. Sorry, lady's letter. Jenny Rickard, president and CEO of Common App, whatever that is. "Dear student, we witnessed a deeply disturbing attack on democracy on Wednesday when violent white supremacist insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to undo a fair and legal election. The stark differences between how peaceful black and brown protesters have been treated for years relative to Wednesday's coup again call attention to the open wound of systemic racism and highlight the work we still have to do to create a more just and equitable global society." That entire paragraph just screams communism, does it not? It should. It should scream communism, because that's exactly who these people are. It continues, quote, "As students like you work diligently toward pursuing higher education, I urge you in moments like this to continue that pursuit. An educated, just, and more equitable society has never been more critical." And these people don't even think about what they write. They're not even thinking. But they're cramming all the buzzwords in there, aren't they? Equitable, just, critical, collaborate. Let's see. "And a college education is still the best investment you can make for your future." Okay. "Our community needs bright minds like you to help us all achieve a better world. The Common App team and I are here to support you and encourage you. Please remember that we are here. If you need us, 24/7, 365, to help you navigate your college application process, I look forward to celebrating," and blah, 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 blah. Dumb. Just dumb. Then here's another letter. They just keep going here. This comes from the Delaware State Education Association. State Education Associations, I'm going to tell you what, they're the worst. They're the absolute worst. State Education Associations are just nefarious organizations that act both as go-betweens between local school boards and local school districts and state departments of education, but at the exact same time, they operate on their own. And it just continues to perplex me as to where they get their money. But here's this group's letter. In my, Seditious Acts, they call it. Okay, here we go. Dear members, this is again from the Delaware State Education Association. Yesterday's horrific events in our nation's capital have been forever burned into our memory. Have they? We saw what none of us thought we would ever see, U.S. citizens attacking our own Capitol Police. The seditious acts are unacceptable and go against the ideals our nation was built upon. Was it? I know that all DSEA members don't share the same political beliefs or opinions, but it is my hope that we can come together and move forward with this new administration and rebuild the faith and trust in our government. Faith and trust in government. That's the last line of their first paragraph, and there's two paragraphs. And then, as you would expect from Stephanie Ingram, who is the president of DSEA, she ends her thing, which I'll finish in a minute. She ends it with, in solidarity. There's that word again. These words that they use, they're just everywhere. They're everywhere. And it's as if they have abandoned the English language completely, and they've just picked up this robotic 1984 garbage. In solidarity. Before 2000, before the year 2000, I'm gonna make it even more recent. I would say before 2015, no one ended a letter with in solidarity. No one. In fact, it's possible no one even said the word, let alone wrote it. It's just amazing. Okay, the next, that first paragraph, again. Trust, faith and trust in government. If you have faith and trust in government, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. That's not what, you shouldn't trust government. Small governments is clearly the way to go and has always been. But big governments, and she's part of it. She is government. She's attempting to govern people with this letter. Okay, next paragraph, quote, as educators, we will play an important role in the following days as questions are asked by our students and the situation is explained. How are you going to explain it? That's interesting. Continues, quote, I hope that you find the resources below to be helpful when formulating your responses. We must continue to educate the youth of our nation to understand, participate, and engage in their government at every level. That means brainwash them and turn them into little militants. It continues, I'm just translating every sentence, I apologize. Helping them to better understand how and why something like this can take place is a complicated job, but I have every ounce of faith in your continued abilities to do what's best for your students. I thank you for your continued grace under pressure and want you to know that if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. In solidarity, Stephanie Ingram, DSEA president. Good Lord, these people love their soapboxes, don't they? They love them. They love putting out these letters and statements about political things. What happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic, ladies and gentlemen? What happened to just teaching? Teaching and learning, critical thought, asking questions. But this political nonsense is just out there. It's out there. All right, here's the last one. And this, again, this right here, this is the Marxist move. This is the Bolshevik move. You don't agree with us, we'll line you up against a wall and shoot you. That's exactly what's taking place here. It's headhunting now. Now they're in the headhunting business. So, this one is titled, Pennsylvania School District Cans Teacher Who Participated in Washington, D.C. Protest. Quote, a school district in Pennsylvania has temporarily relieved a teacher after a photo revealed he was among those present at Wednesday's protest in Washington, D.C. But the Allentown School District will not say if the teacher merely was among those marching in the protest of the Electoral College vote or if he participated in the storming of the Capitol building. Well, of course they won't. They're not interested in facts. School districts don't care about the truth. They're not interested in facts. That's the last thing. Here's a picture of him. Good-looking guy, beard, MAGA hat, live free or die flag, good live free or die banner, good for him. There's, taking a selfie, what's the problem? The problem is that it's called freedom and independence, and they absolutely hate it. They absolutely hate it. It continues, quote, in a Thursday message posted to a district website, Superintendent Thomas Parker wrote, quote, we understand that many members of our community are upset by the image. At the same time, the district has an obligation to respect the First Amendment rights of our staff and students. Quote, because of the emotion and the controversy stirred by the events on January 6, 2021, the teacher has been temporarily relieved of his teaching duties until the school district can complete a formal investigation of his involvement. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He posts a picture of himself on what looks like Facebook. Below it, it says, doing my civic duty, and it's him standing in the giant crowd of American patriots, and he's just holding a flag wearing a hat. This is absolutely nuts. This is nuts. It continues, quote, Parker and the district refused to identify the teacher and where the allegedly offensive image was shared. There's nothing offensive about it. He's taking a picture of himself. There's no middle fingers. There's no liquor bottles behind him. It's just dudes standing around. It's great, with veterans and other people. The district solicitor said that, quote, only after knowing all of the facts can the district make a decision that balances First Amendment rights with the higher standards set for public school teachers. That's funny. How about all of the Antifa members that are school teachers? How about all of the Black Lives Matter rioters that are school teachers? What's happened to them? Let's see. The district solicitor noted that, quote, higher standards are spelled out in the Pennsylvania Public School Code, which point out teachers' duty not to participate or advocate un-American or subversive doctrines. Hilarious. So now waving a flag is un-American according to the Pennsylvania Public School Code. And these people. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. Communism is here. It can't become more blatant than this. A post on a Facebook page dedicated to Allentown School District matters allegedly shows the pictures which touched off the controversy. There's nothing controversial about this. The fix omitted the individual's name from the images and no official identification has yet been confirmed. If the photo at the left is what is offensive, it appears the district has little legal justification for suspending or terminating the teacher's employment. More problematic is the affirmation of the insured statement at right, despite it appearing to be a play on the rationalizations for destructive Black Lives Matter protests. Okay, it doesn't say anything. It says, don't worry everyone, the Capitol is insured. Okay, so what? Let's see, it continues. In the Morning Call op-ed, Paul Muschick, if I'm saying that right, don't care, notes, quote, we shouldn't cast judgments, unquote, until the exact circumstances of the teacher's activities are known. No one should lose their job for peacefully protesting, regardless of how volatile the topic may be. Was it a volatile topic? See, even, like I said in one of the last episodes, even the people who claim to be well-intended, as this particular individual claims to be who's making these comments as of right now, even they are ill-informed. Even they don't know what they're talking about. And now here they are allegedly representing somebody. It's just mind-numbing. Let's see. It continues, quote, President Donald Trump and his quest to overturn the election certainly is volatile. Is it? What's volatile about it? What is volatile about it? I'm telling you, you got to represent yourself these days. You got to represent yourself. Individuality. It's the only way to go. While district officials have good reason to be concerned, quote, about the teacher's role, they also should be concerned about the message that they are sending to their students. With the district teaching the First Amendment, it should be honoring it. The Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development says exceptions to the state's at-will employment system include employees who have an employment contract or statutory right that provides otherwise. I'm curious how the Allentown Teachers Union feels about the situation. My call to the union wasn't immediately returned Friday afternoon, blah, blah, blah. This is beyond comprehension here. We have full-blown communism now. 100%. Now, school districts have always behaved this way. They've always acted this way, school boards, you name it. And as we all know, they favor their own. And they don't favor freedom and independence, but they do favor any left-wing Marxist communistic ideology. We know that they do that too. Now, yes, they'll fire the occasional person just to sort of set an example. But believe me, they protect their own. I've brought up too many examples on this podcast to even repeat a single one of them. There are just far too many. But this kind of stuff is frightening. It's absolutely frightening. But the fact is that this person clearly didn't do anything wrong. And who cares if they were at the Capitol building? Antifa, by the way, which this person clearly is not a member of, was let in. Now, it's possible that they're an Antifa member and that they're a school teacher. I mean, yeah, that's possible because we know that there are Antifa members who are school teachers. We know that to be a fact. But I would say unlikely. I would say unlikely in this case. So keep your heads on a swivel again. This is not getting any better. They're headhunting now. Now they're headhunting, and they're just coming after anybody. They're coming after people. But again, this also proves, hey, look, you got a social media account, and you're posting pictures of yourself at particular events, regardless of how peaceful they are, doesn't matter. School districts don't care about any of that. They're going to come after you anyway. Like I've mentioned, individuals have gone on vacation. They take a picture of themselves in a bikini next to a pool. They put it up on a social media account, and they lose their teaching job. Does that seem fair? Does that seem logical or ethical? I don't think so. They'll post a picture of themselves on their birthday drinking a beer. Oh my God, how unprofessional, how outrageous and ludicrous that is. Fire them, cut their head off, put it on a stake for everybody to see. I'm sorry, I disagree with all of that. There's using social media professionally, and then there's using it, in a violent way. This particular teacher did not use this in a violent way. No excuse as to why they're coming after him, but other than the fact that they're highlighting their own communistic practices and their own communistic policies. So be forewarned here. Pennsylvania schools, communism. There you have it. The Judases are being exposed right now. There's no doubt about it. The Judases are being exposed. Pay attention to these groups, these organizations, these people. You talk about an awakening. These people are showing their hands, and I hope that people are paying attention to who these people are and where they're located and all of it, but they're showing their hands. It's possible that Betsy DeVos was a Judas. It's possible. This school district has clearly outed themselves. The organizations I mentioned earlier, that Delaware Association, Education Association, and that other app group, same thing, they've outed themselves now in writing. That's the best part. They're doing it in writing. They're writing it down. While we hope that everybody understands that what happened last Wednesday was violent and awful and un-American, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. But keep writing it. Keep saying it. Keep it up. Keep it up. You're exposing yourselves and you don't even know it. That's how dumb they are. I say keep it up. Keep revealing yourselves to the asleep American who doesn't know who you are and didn't even know that you existed, because then they'll figure out who you are. So keep talking. Keep writing. Keep putting out your memos. Keep ending it with the word in solidarity. Keep saying that. Keep doing it. You're exposing yourselves. And I'm going to keep being here and exposing it. Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com, where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.